And next, the habit of affirming one's definite major purpose in the form of a prayer at least once daily. Affirming it in the form of a prayer. Use whatever form you please. If you have a certain ritual in connection with your religion that you use that. So long as you connect with it the thing that constitutes your definite major purpose. Get in the habit of doing that. First thing you know, you'll get to thinking in terms of the things you can do and never thinking about the things you can't do. When you want to do something, you will know definitely that if you want to do it badly enough, you can always do it. One of my students asked me once, what do you mean by badly enough? What is badly enough? I wonder if you'd ever thought about the importance of being able to think or want things badly enough to be able to be sure to get them. Well, that's wanting them so badly that no matter what else may happen, you're going to put everything you have in life on the attainment of those things. It's thinking about them, talking about them, seeing yourself already in possession of them. That's wanting them badly enough. You must work yourself into a state of a burning desire. And when you do that and place that back of a definite major purpose, that constitutes one of the finest prayers in the world. Because it informs the Creator as to what you want. And it goes to the Creator with what you want, with a picture of what you want, in the right kind of a mental attitude. And if you go in the wrong kind, you'll come back empty-handed, no matter what form you pray in. You'll always come back empty-handed unless your mental attitude backs up the thing you go after. Unless you believe you're going to get it, unless you believe you're entitled to it, and unless you're determined to get it. And next, recognition of the existence of infinite intelligence. The individual is a minute expression of this intelligence. And as such, the individual mind has no limitations except those accepted or set up in his or her own mind. Now, I couldn't make that statement any stronger. That's as strong as the English language will permit me to make it. I can tell you now, and if you follow this philosophy, as I hope you will follow it, you'll prove to yourself that what I'm going to say is true, that you have no limitations except those that you set up in your mind or permit the circumstances of life or the influence of other people to set up for you. If you would examine yourselves carefully, you would find out that the limitations that have held you back in the past have been largely the influences of other people. Very largely. Maybe entirely the influences of other people. Or they have been due to the fact that you've been thinking in negative terms of fear. If you can rid yourself of those negative influences, if you can rid yourself of all of those outside influences that are designed to break down your faith, the time will come when you can do anything you make up your mind to do.